Mark Pyle is a member of Blind Veterans UK and a keen photographer. We spoke with Mark a little while ago here on RNIB Connect Radio. However, since then, his life has been greatly affected by the outbreak of coronavirus when he got sick a couple months ago. Fortunately, Mark is feeling better now and he joins me on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
It was all very unexpected, and I'm glad you're feeling better, but it was a tough few weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a horrible few weeks. I can't explain it. It's just not being able to breathe. It's frightening. It's scary. My wife was scared. My kids were scared. I couldn't stop coughing, and it's a horrible, horrible illness.
Did you have to stay in a hospital?
Only for 48 hours. But because I was kind of lucky because my pacemaker was keeping the oxygen levels up. So my oxygen levels were in the 80s. So they let me go home with, if anything else happened, come straight back. But because you're just getting worse staying in hospital because of the situation at the time.
It's better to be home with your family. And you have a guide dog as well. So I imagine she was missing you dearly when you were away.
Well, yeah, she gets a bit funny. She doesn't like people in green anymore. But even prior to going in hospital, I was spending most of my life upstairs in the bedroom because it wasn't fair to, you know, spread it around. Like, you know, they say my wife's had it anyway, but no, I just kept myself locked away basically for weeks, and that's all you could do because you couldn't move. So what else, you know, what else can you do? You don't want to give it to someone else because it's horrible.
And how are you feeling now?
I still have difficulties with my breathing. I mean, I'm now on inhalers and steroids, which I've never been on before. And if I'm walking, I can't walk so far, nowhere near so far as I used to be able to before having a rest and taking an inhaler. So me walks down, I think the most I've walked since I've recovered or started recovery is about 2 miles with Echo, me guide dog.
And are you able to keep in touch with your family? Obviously, we all have to social distance, but are the restrictions the same for you?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, but I haven't been face-to-face contact apart from anybody other than my boys, my actual children. But the rest of the family, we've done it all by Zoom, Teams, Skype, whichever one. There's plenty of means to keep it going. So it's nice to see a face sometimes rather than just make a phone call.
And a little birdie told me that you don't use technology just to keep in touch with friends and family. You're actually keeping busy, even though you should be resting. And it's in regards to your passion for photography.
Yeah, last couple of weeks, I started getting back into things. And within Blind Veterans, we come up with the idea. They're in phase two of their plan to come out of it. And phase two is basically entertainment. So being as there's a lot of blind photographers within Blind Veterans, I now facilitate, I won't say organise, it's everybody's thing, but it's a friendly chat about photography on a Thursday afternoon, which is going really, really well. You know, so we get a few members in. It doesn't matter whether it's 1, 3, or 15. It's just a general chat about photography, the problems with taking photos with visual impairment, and so on. But it's great. It's been really good, and it's nice to have that option to be able to do that.
You've been passionate about photography for a really, really long while. Is the coronavirus outbreak affecting how you can take photographs or how you continue this passion?
Personally, for me, it has, because obviously most of my work was sports related. So the football stopped and that sort of put that out. But then I got coronavirus, like I said, and I stopped taking photos. I haven't really started taking a lot of photos. I'm taking the odd few around the garden now, which is nice. So I'm gradually getting back to it. I take the camera out every now and then when me and Echo, the dog, goes out. So I take it out every now and again, but it's a slow process. Looking forward to getting back to taking portraits now as well. I'm going to try and sort my studio work out a bit more as well now. So given the fact that football's not so good as it will be for a while. So I'm trying.
Well, it'll be great to see some more content from you. And you have a photography page that we can follow.
Yeah, I have got a web page. It's mip-signphotography.co.uk or .com.
That's amazing. Mark Pyle, thank you so much for your time. I hope you feel 100% soon, and good luck with your photography.
Thank you very much.